When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to one more Garden Report here in Memphis before we head back to Boston. Celtics going to head to Charlotte to play the Hornets on a back-to-back tomorrow. And didn't get to talk to Marcus Smart tonight, which kind of stunk, but I did see him here in the boot walking around as he begins his 3 to 5 week layoff here with the injury that kept him out of this game tonight. Obviously, that's what a lot of us came down to see, him playing against his old team here tonight. That didn't happen. But at points throughout this game, you would have thought he was involved in the action, going and talking to refs, complaining, in the huddle, leading timeouts, and showing individual guys. I saw him with David Roddy at one point, positioning defensively. I'm sure tips and tricks about playing the Celtics, tendencies with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and the rest. And you saw it play out in this game. We talked about how this just ended up being the sloppiest game all year for the Celtics, even in a win here. And you'd have to think Marcus Smart played a part in that. Santi Aldama, I asked him after the game whether Smart shared any insight with them, and he said Smart talked for about 10 minutes before the game with the team in their pregame meeting here coming into this one. And I didn't share anything specifically, he said, in terms of tricks, but again, a lot of defensive stuff. A lot of, I'm sure, tendencies when it comes to the Celtics here. And he was animated along the sideline, similar to what you'd see with the Celtics over those years he was with the team there, leading timeout huddles and all the rest. It was weird to see him on that opposite sideline, cheering for Grizzlies baskets against the Celtics and asking for calls against Boston. It's strange. Jason Tatum mentioned that earlier. We did a video on some of Jaylen and Jason's memories and just ups and downs of the relationship with Smart. And you almost did see Smart, again, without talking to him here, want to get back at his old team, want to score that revenge team, even from the sideline. He was just so active and involved in this game. And Taylor Jenkins talked about that as much here in this one. Joe Mazzulla talked a little bit pregame about how when he was starting his career in Boston, he'd have those conversations with Smart. Defense at the NBA level, matchups, tendencies, all that different kind of stuff. And I did actually write for Boston Sports Journal about how Jrue Holiday is kind of filling that role now for this team. You saw them going at it, Holiday going out with some of the hustle plays in this one. Didn't end up having a great game here tonight. So not exactly that Smart replacement we've looked at him as for much of his early tenure here. But credit to Smart, credit to the Grizzlies for really giving it to the Celtics and a fully loaded effort for Boston here tonight. Whether they took them lightly, we talked about that in our last video here. But Smart's going to recover, hopefully in time for that next game in Boston in February, which is going to mark his return to TD Garden for the first time since the trade. Ja Morant, you have to think, will be available at that point too after the suspension. So a bit of an anticlimactic meeting and reunion for the two sides here, Brown and Smart. Rejoiced before the game in a moment that was, you know, widely captured there. And this was just an overall weird night, weird game, and a bit disappointing given that Smart wasn't at the center of it. But looking along the sideline here, you would have hardly believed that he was out for this one. He was all over this effort by the Grizzlies just in terms of scheming and talking his teammates through what they need to do in this one. So that's our final word here in Memphis. Back to Boston. Thanks for following all our coverage down here. CLNS Media, Celtics All Access. Subscribe over there. We'll have post-game Celtics Hornets tomorrow. And this has been the Garden Report from FedEx Forum in Memphis. We'll talk to you soon.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 Moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.